Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
A 401k with company match, annual bonuses for all employees. Rockwell offers all that and more, including paid parental leave, tuition reimbursement, unlimited referral bonuses, and endless growth opportunities. This isn't your typical manufacturing job. It's a great place to work because of the great people who work there. Join the team. First shift starts over $20 an hour. Second shift over $22 an hour. Apply at rockwellautomation.com/careers. Search Richland Center, or stop by any Wednesday starting February 12th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. for an on-the-spot interview. Rockwell Automation, where talent meets opportunity.
Well, well, well. Looks like your water's gone dry again, huh?
Ah, shucks. This old pump's been sputtering around like a mule stuck in mud.
Sounds like you need Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center. Whether it's a pesky pump or a dry well, their team has over 50 years of hands-on experience. They'll have your water flowing faster than a rainstorm in July.
Well, that's a relief. I can finally stop taking bucket baths.
Ooh, that's good. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, servicing residential, agricultural, and commercial systems 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call 649-4488.
Yeehaw! That's my kind of service.
WRCO. Richland Center trailing at halftime 43-20 in area boys basketball. It was a big first half for Platteville, getting the really about everybody in the act. Lucas Ludlam with 10 points. Eli Langmeyer has 8. 7 for Myron Ryder. 6 for Nathan Mum, 5 each for Jerron Blevins and Jonah Vorwald, and 2 for Brody Digman. For the Hornets, 8 points for Garrison Weiss, 5 by Liam Fingerson, 3 for Wes Bosworth, 2 for Kaizen Schwitzenberg, and 2 for number 3, Brady Nosh. The Hornets have made 1 3-pointer, and they are 1 for 2 from the free throw line. Platteville has made 7 3-pointers, and their only Achilles heel, they are 0 for 5 from the free throw line in the first half. It is a 43-20 game. At one point, Hornets led 8-7, and then Platteville went on an 11-0 run, took the lead at 18-8. Hornets then got a couple of baskets back. Platteville later going on a 17-0 run to really put the game up there before halftime, and they lead it by 23 at the break. The Filmy Flip Phone is sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless, and here is a look at some of the scores. River Valley up on Lancaster at halftime, 27-23. Dodgeville 44, Prairie du Chien 38. That is in the second half. Baroka leads GET in girls basketball, 41-20. The score in that one. Potosi boys leading Highland 29-21 in the second half. That's a great ball game. Highland, a highly rated team, and Potosi is always good with Coach Epina down there, and so a good battle coming on. We'll watch that one for you tonight as well as those scores continue to come in. Y-Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin communities in the greater areas of southwestern Wisconsin. Second half is coming up. Platteville leading 43-20 over the Hornets on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
The place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists are kind, courteous, and do whatever it takes to help you. Services include free in-town delivery, free mailing, and price matching to give you the most for your dollar. Not a Prescription Center customer yet? Stop soon. You won't be disappointed when you switch to the Richland Family Prescription Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
For an unparalleled experience that will have you looking your best, see Jenny and the team at Inspired Innovations. Whether it's the latest trend in hair or a little pampering with nail service, Inspired Innovations' highly skilled stylists pride themselves in creating a comfortable and welcoming environment while delivering the best salon services available. For the look of your dreams, call 583-0077. Inspired Innovations, Highway 14 and County Highway JJ, Goldthum, and the Log Building.
Welcome to Eastside BP, your go-to convenience stop on Richland Center's East Side. Open every day from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 to 10 on Sunday. Fuel up with quality BP fuels and grab delicious kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, cookies, and muffins. Need groceries? They've got you covered with milk, pop, bread, buns, chips, and more. And don't forget to treat your vehicle to the touch-free automatic car wash. Eastside BP, Richland Center, your easy in, easy out convenience store.
The band strikes it up one more time here at Richland Center High School. They have sounded great. Always is an event when the band plays here at Richland Center High School. And the fans, I know, are very appreciative of their efforts. But, I mean, it's all right. I love recorded music, as you know, but there's nothing like that live setting and getting everybody fired up. Richland Center's Wes Bosworth has been held at 3 points. One of the things that the Hornets are looking at, trying to get some scoring going, especially on the inside. And Plattville's done a really good job defensively tonight to kind of shut everything down. Plattville will have the ball to begin the second half of action. And here we go. Pass comes in play. Blevins and Ryder exchange. The Hornets pushing out that appears to be a zone defense around the perimeter. Pass goes to Ludlam, now back to the corner. Three-pointer on the way, and that's a good start for Plattville. Nathan Mum with his third triple, and that makes it 46-20. Wes Bosworth takes it in. Brady Dosh on the right side. Dosh on a dribble drive, brings it, gives it off down to Bosworth. A will penetrate a bit on the left wing. Takes it back, looking inside, nothing there. Throws it over to the right side, and Weiss back to Jaden Shep. Fires it low, that's Wes Bosworth. Backing in, Bosworth leans in with a left-hand shot, no good. But for rebound, Plattville. Deron Blevins gets it back, takes it, slings it to the baseline, around to Ludlam. Left side, it's Blevins, down to the corner. Ryder on the way, no good. Bosworth can't hang on to the rebound. It will be Plattville basketball. So the pass will come from the baseline for the Hillman. Hornets will D it up with a 2-3 zone. Long lob inbounds. It's Ludlam. Three-pointer on the way. It is no good for Lucas. And the rebound comes out long. Now again to Ludlam. He'll hand it off. Mum back to Ludlam. Airmails it left side. It's Ryder. He'll drive a little closer. Shot on the way. No good. Rebound low. And a foul called as Langmeier got a hold of the ball. Foul is called on 44, Wes Bosworth. That will be his second foul. No one in real foul difficulty here tonight. Busy stretch of games, certainly for the Hornets. Haven't played Monday night and then tonight. Getting ready for the stretch drive, so to speak. They'll have Westby here at home on Tuesday night. We'll be here for that one as well. Ryder penetrates a bit from the right side. Hands off to Blevins. Blevins nowhere to go. Dishes off to Ludlam on the left side. Ludlam with a dribble drive. Backs in. Nothing. Fires out. Here's a three by Plattville. That is in and out. Rebound Weiss. Hornets get the rebound. Now Wes Bosworth. Wes acting as the point guard and all-purpose guy. There is Brady Dosh on a drive. He is fouled on the way in. He'll go to the line to shoot two. So Dosh will take aim on Plattville's first foul. This one is on Jerron Blevins, and that will be his first. Free throw coming up for Brady Dosh. It is good. He'll get one more. 46-21, Plattville. Second one on the way, and that one is no good. And the rebound by Garrison Weiss goes back in, and no, it won't go. And the rebound, Bosworth, he scores a two. So Bosworth makes it a 46-23 ball game. Plattville to the corner, three on the way. It's in and out. Rebound down low by Langmeier. His shot swatted out of bounds by Liam Fingerset. When it's back with their original five to start the second half. Brady Dosh, Jaden Shep, Liam Fingerson, Garrison Weiss, and Wes Bonsworth. Platteville will inbound. Myron Ryder doing the honors. He's got Ludlam now on the catch. Back it goes to Ryder. Ryder in the paint. Over to the far side. Blevins, ball fake. Now drives. Gives it off to Ludlam. Deep three on the way. Good. Looked like it was coming back, but it stayed down. He's got three of them tonight. 49-23, Platteville. Hornets get it across the timeline. Brady Dosh over to Wes Bosworth. Bosworth down to the baseline. Drives. Reverse lay-in try. Won't go. It's blocked by Platteville out of bounds. Wes on the floor. We'll get up and inbound the basketball. Platteville bringing in Brody Digman, number five. And Richland Center will put it in play from the baseline. Hornets looking and lobbing it in. Garrison Weiss catches, throws it low. That is Bosworth. Turnaround shot, low block, no good. Fought for, saved by Platteville off of the Hornets. It will be Richland Center basketball. Hornet girls getting ready for action as well. They've got some games coming up. We'll be a part of those next week. And the Hornet wrestlers getting ready for the SWAL-SWC clash a week from Saturday. Well, a nice drive there by number one, Myron Ryder. Missed the shot. Platteville gets the rebound. Digman to the baseline. Now back to Ludlam. Throws it near side. Here's Ryder penetrating inside. He's going to be fouled. Foul call to number 40, Garrison Weiss. For Richland Center, their second. It's the second on Gary. Platteville fires it in play. Caught by Digman. Digman over to the left side. Caught by Ludlam. Ludlam back to Digman. Drives down deep. Throws it inside. Langmeyer. Turnaround shot on the crowd. Won't go. And the Hornets try to get the rebound. They can't. Platteville gets it back. They'll go right back inside to Langmeyer. Can't hang on. Lost. Picked up by Dosh. Speeding the other way. Brady lays it in. No good. Rebound Ludlam. There was that foot race I talked about. Ludlam and Dosh staying toe-to-toe. Ludlam back behind the back pass to Langmeyer. He can't get the shot. Hornets tip it out, and it's going to be loose on the floor. Picked up again. Now driving is Ryder. Reverse lay-in. Good. Myron Ryder makes it 51-23. Platteville. 14-20 remaining in the ballgame. Jaden Shep behind the back dribble. Brings it. Slings it off now to Bosworth. Down to Dosh of a deep corner. Dosh will drive all the way back, top of the circle. Now accelerates through the lane, the lane of the Giants. Shot on the way, no good. Fought for, rebound Bosworth on the left side. Wes drives in, goes with that Bob Lanier move, and the shot is no good. Weiss, no good. Foul called on Platteville. Garrison Weiss will go to the free throw line. Foul is called on number 24, Eli Langmeyer. That's his first. And the free throw shooter, Garrison Weiss, at the line for the first time tonight. That one is no good. He will get one more, holding at 8 points. Jonah Vorwald is into the game. Second throw now for Garrison Weiss in the air, and that one is good. That will make it 51-24, Platteville. Platteville accelerates. Ludlam down to the free throw line. Now kicks it out to the corner. Three on the way. Good from Nathan Mum. His fourth from beyond the arc. 54-24, Platteville. Hornets accelerate into the front court. And now it's going to be a ball knocked away and a foul called on the Hillman. That's on number 15, Nathan Mum, which will be his first. Platteville has had some good basketball through the years, but certainly a run of good teams here in recent days. The Hornets trying to catch up with the ball. Comes in now to Fingerson. Leah with a head fake. Shot on the way and good. Leah with a blue-collar basket right there. He has 7 points tonight. 54-26, Platteville. Ryder walks it off a screen from Ludlam. Goes down deep. Creates a shot. It won't go. A rebound Weiss. Garrison outlet pass to Bosworth. Catches. Now drives on the way to the lane. Shot on the way. No good. Gets his own miss. Fought for. Scrambled for. There's a fumble on the play. Picked up by Platteville. I think everybody was expecting the whistle to blow for a jump ball. Platteville the other way. Three on the way for Ryder. No good. Rebound Brady Dosh. Brady's trapped in the backcourt and tried to dribble it on the out-of-bounds line or off the out-of-bounds line. It's touched last by Platteville. It will be Richland Center basketball. So the Hornets will get it back. Horn sounds for a substitution. Trayton Shep is in for Richland Center. And so is Kaizen Schwitzenberg. And the inbounder will be Schwitzenberg, looking to put it in play, and does. Got here by Shep. Back to Schwitzenberg. Now Shep across the timeline. Three on three. He'll hold it up, set it up. Creighton Shep, top of the circle. Drives to the right side, leaves it early. Gives it off to Schwitzenberg. Guys in. Now back to Liam Fingerson. Inside for Weiss. Garrison goes up. Shot of the way won't go. Fought for. Out of bounds. It'll belong to Richland Center, it looks like. Stops the clock with 12:41 remaining here in the second half. 54-26. Platteville in the lead. Here's a look by Shep. Brings it in. Fingerson back to Jaden. Left wing. Drives to the free throw line. Kicks it back out. Liam Fingerson holding the basketball back to Creighton Shep. Shep on the left wing. Now he'll drive lane. Shot of the way, and that won't go. Rebound pulled down by Nathan Mumm and Platteville. Outlet for Ryder. Myron on the left side. Ryder skips it back down to Ludlam and Platteville to the corner. On a drive, there's Vorwald. Dishes back to the baseline. Digman throws it now all the way out to Ryder. Myron will back up near the half-court line. And Platteville spreading it out against the Hornets zone. And Shep trying to get a pickoff. They're going to call him for a foul. That will be his second. For the Hornets overall, third foul. We're tied in fouls at three. Did not get into the bonus for either team in the first half. Pass goes to Ryder, creates a shot. He's called for traveling. Took an extra stride, and the Hornets will get it back on the end line. Hard to believe how quickly this season has gone. It's a long four-month season, but now we're looking at February 1st on Saturday, and you drive to the game as I did tonight, and it's still fairly light out as you go along. So it does. It almost feels like tournament time already. Hornets are going to throw it away on the inbound. Schwitzenberg expecting someone down in the corner. And it goes back to Platteville now. The inbounder is Lucas Ludlam. He was the player of the year last year in the conference and may be headed that way again this year. Ball goes to Vorwald. Back it goes to Ludlam. Now back to Vorwald. Reverses it back to Jaron Blevins. Blevins on a drive. Kicks it down to the baseline. Mumm around the wheel. Ludlam near side down to the baseline. Knocked away by Kaizen Schwitzenberg and out of bounds. Platteville will get it back. Pass comes in play. Caught by Ludlam. Jumper on the way. Partially blocked. Nice job by Weiss. He gets the block. And Gary brings it the other way across the half-court line. Throws it low and out of bounds. Hornets miss an opportunity on the fast break. And a timeout will be called by Platteville. 11:33 remaining in the game. 54-26 Hillman on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
You work hard. Making the right choice for lunch isn't hard. The Phoenix Center opens at 11 Monday through Sunday with all your lunchtime favorites. Burgers, salads, terrific appetizers, specialty sandwiches, wraps, and more. Easy in, easy out. The Phoenix Center is the perfect way to break up the day. Can't get away for lunch? Let the team at the Phoenix Center serve you a great meal tonight, including the world-famous Phoenix Center Pizza. Call ahead at 649-7469 for carryout from the Phoenix Center in Richland Center.
Yeah, that sounds like a good deal of Phoenix Center Pizza. I might have to maybe order one and put it on Mr. Fabulous's tab, our engineer tonight. Girls basketball, Schulzberg leading Highland 40-20. That's in the second half. Cuba City leading Riverdale 74-22. Also tonight, boys basketball, Dodgeville now has opened it up a bit against Prairie du Chien 52-39. And Lancaster leading River Valley 41-36, second half. 54-26, Platteville in the lead here at RCHS. And the pass is knocked away by Shep, picked up now by Blevins. He'll penetrate a bit, kicks it out. Vorwald three, and he's got it. Vorwald's second triple tonight, and that makes it 57-26. Platteville with a lead and 11 minutes to go. Trayton Shep brings it across the half-court line with a left-hand dribble. Weiss meets it, drives down low, lost the handle, out of bounds. It'll be Platteville basketball. Into the game for the Hornets, Brady Dosh, Jaden Shep will have a breather. And Kaizen Schwitzenberg. So Dosh and Trayton Shep, Schwitzenberg, Weiss, and Bosworth for the Hornets. Platteville ball, they'll set it up on the right side. Dribble drive, Ludlam down low. High off the glass and down. Going old school using the glass. And that makes it 59-26. Platteville. Dosh catches the inbound, throws it back in the hands of Ludlam, but they're going to say that he stepped out of bounds. Hornets with another turnover. Platteville still effective on the press right now. And they'll get it back. Ball on the side court right in front of the Platteville bench. Pass comes in play. Digman. Back it goes to Ludlam. Ludlam off the screen. Down deep. Pass. Shot three on the way for Platteville. No good. Rebound. Schwitzenberg knocked away. Picked up by Vorwald. Ludlam backs off. Down to the corner. Blevins. Blevins back to Ludlam. Ludlam throwing it inside. Knocked away by the Hornets. Picked up now by Platteville. And a foul called on Trayton Shep. That will be his second. Platteville losing that game to Mount Horeb. Certainly a great Mount Horeb team, but we look at how good this Platteville team is doing tonight. That score was 91-59, Mount Horeb, on Monday night. Platteville basketball, they'll bring it in play. Ryder down to the baseline, nothing. Back to Digman. Blevins now back to the top of the circle. Ryder on the right wing. Platteville leading 59-26. Pass to the corner. Oh, good work by Bosworth. He gets the steal. West takes it away, brings it up to Garrison Weiss. Good defense. Bosworth across the timeline. Platteville still in the man-to-man defense. West throws it to Brady Dosh just up from the baseline. Dosh will drive over to Schwitzenberg with a pass. Kaizen drives, and he scores. Nice move. Kaizen Schwitzenberg makes the drive, makes the shot, and it makes it 59-28. Platteville basketball. Hillman set it up on the right side. Blevins yo-yos the dribble, gives it back to Digman. Digman, nothing, brings it back now to Blevins. Blevins on the right wing, all the way to the left side. Stops, nowhere to go, gives it back to Ryder. Ryder backs off toward half court. Uses a screen, throws it to the baseline. Three on the way, Platteville, good. Nothing but net for Vorwald. He makes his third of the night. 62-28, Platteville. Trayton Shep in the backcourt. Now to Wes Bosworth. Bosworth throws it low. Garrison Weiss backing in, creates a shot. It won't go. Rebound by Bosworth. Goes down deep for a reverse lay-in try, and he is fouled on the play. Foul is called on number four. Check that. They change it. Will Zielinski, that's his first. Platteville's fourth. Fouls are even. Bosworth looks to bring it in. Garrison Weiss catches, gives it back to Bosworth on the inside. He drives, scores, and he's fouled. Well played. Wes Bosworth now with 7 points. That makes it 62-30. Foul is Platteville's fifth. And they're calling it on Myron Ryder. That's his third. So Bosworth at the line for the first time tonight. Free throw number one is no good. Ball wide open. Garrison Weiss scores. Garrison, nobody blocked him out. He just walked in and put it back in. That was easy. 62-32. Platteville with the lead. Near side Ryder accelerates after the screen. Drives down deep. Kicks it back out. Blevins. Blevins on a drive. Dumps it down low. Vorwald to the corner. Three on the way. Platteville. It is good. For Brody Digman. That's his first triple. 65-32, Platteville. Pass comes into the hands of Jaden Shep. Shep across half court. Crossover dribble, lost the handle, knocked away by Ryder, out of bounds. And Tom Hauber gets a chance to help retrieve the basketball. Everybody getting in the act tonight. Ludlam and Langmeyer return, a couple of original starters for Platteville. 8:15 to go. Pass comes in play. It's Jaden Shep. Jaden stops, lost the handle, picks it up, lost it again. It's going to be passed low and sold away by Vorwald. He'll pick it up. And now driving is Digman. Drives it down low. Langmeyer, the intended receiver, picked off by Weiss. Back to Liam Fingerson. And now Brady Dosh will walk it across the timeline for the Hornets. Brady Dosh moves to the right side. Down deep. Lays it in. Shot short. Rebound Platteville. Digman with the basketball. Lobs it across to Myron Ryder. He'll accelerate. Shoveled away in. Good. Ryder with a nice move. Makes it 67-32. Platteville with the lead, 7:35 to go. Wes Bosworth in the backcourt. Crossover dribble, now drives to the left side, down deep. Shot on the way, and that is good for Wes, and he's fouled. Bosworth with a good working shot right there, goes to the free throw line. 67-34, Platteville. Looks like a timeout's been taken by the Hornets. 7:25 to go, Platteville 67, Richland Center 34, an area boys basketball from WRCO Sports.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. We are now carrying Horse Guard Mineral, supplements for horses. This mineral comes in pellet or liquid form to help your horse with many needs from hoof, skin, allergies, weight gain, and things for senior horses as well. Free samples are available to try out. Stop in a Richland Center store for Horse Guard, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
Welcome back to the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. 7:25 remaining here in the ballgame. And going to the free throw line will be Wes Bosworth after the timeout. Wes getting up to a total of 9 points now. Can make it 10 as he heads to the free throw line. Wes takes a couple of dribbles. This one in the air, and that one is good. 67-35, Platteville. Hillman quickly into the offense. Left side three on the way. No good. Rebound by Langmeyer. Back up. No good. Rebound tipped up. No good that time by Ryder. And Liam Fingerson gets the rebound. Fires back to Jaden Shep. Shep hammers it over to Brady Dosh. Knocked away by Platteville and out of bounds. Richland Center ball on the side court. Into the game for Platteville. Number 15, Nathan Mum. James. And other locations, maybe getting a little bit deeper, might be coming toward finals. We'll check the Philly flip phone in just a bit, sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless. Jaden Shep behind the back dribble, gives it over to the left side. Caught here by Brady Dosh. Dosh on a drive. Hands off right side. Shep on a drive, knocked away by Platteville. Picked up, good steal by Digman. Brody on the near side, lost it. It'll be Richland Center basketball. Brody going head-to-head with Jaden Shep, and the Hornets win that battle. It'll be Richland Center basketball right near the scorer's table with 6:49 remaining in the game. Platteville leading 67-35. Jaden Shep across half court. Yo-yos the dribble, looks to the right side, slips it off to Wes Bosworth. Wes throws it low. Liam Fingerson wide open, and he scores. Liam with a basket. He's got a total of 9. Platteville leading by 30 points. Down to the corner it goes. Hillman back to Ludlam. Ludlam on a dribble drive in the lane. Hang, shuttle away, good. Nathan, I should say, Lucas Ludlam with a basket. 69-37 our score. Wes Bosworth on the right side. Crossover dribble down to the lane. Nothing. Throws to the corner. Held up now by Shep. Jaden gets down deep. Shuttle away, no good. Bosworth up, good. On the putback. West does that very well. It makes it 69-39. Platteville down to the corner. Vorwell, say, stolen away by Jaden Shep. Shep behind the back dribble. Now is taken away by Platteville in half court. Here is Ryder down the boulevard. Lays it up and good. He is a smooth player. That makes it 71-39 in favor of Platteville. Ball comes in Glanville still putting on a little press in the backcourt. And Brady Nosh takes it across the half-court line. 71-39 Platteville. Bosworth throws it down low. That's Liam Fingerson. Turnaround shot is good. Liam Fingerson, good move. 71-41. Platteville ball, 5:12 remaining. Ludlam down deep, throws to the corner. Ball fake for Ryder. Now lobs it back for Digman. Digman top of the circle. Brody is stopped, backs off toward half court. Now leaves it over to Nathan Mumm. Hornets in the man-to-man defense. Ryder finds a wide-open man, and he scores. Ryder with the assist. Shona Vorwald with the basket. 73-41. Hornets quick in transition. Jaden Shep fouled on the shot and will go to the free throw line. Foul is at number 15, Nathan Mumm. That is his second. And for the first time tonight, we're seeing a bonus throw. That is seven fouls on Platteville. Hornets have been whistled just four times. Jaden Shep at the line. He has not scored tonight, too, which is of note. One of the Hornets' leaders. Ball comes in to the free throw line, but first of all, Langmeier and Zielinski return for Platteville. Jaden Shep bends to the knees. Free throw is in the air and good. That'll make it 73-42. One more coming up for Jaden. Couple of dribbles. This one in the air, and that one is good. That'll make it 73-43 in favor of Platteville with 4:43 to go. Ryder walks it across half court, slips it over to the left side. Vorwald, back it goes to Zielinski. Nothing there. Bounce feed left side. It's Vorwald for a three. No good. Rebound West Bosworth and the Hornets. West airmails it up to Brady Dosh. Dosh backs off toward the wing. Now Jaden Shep. Shep drives to the right side. Cuts through the lane. Shot swatted, but a foul called. Foul is going to be marked on Ryder, I believe. That will be his fourth. And Jaden Shep back at the line. Place where he hit a couple of free throws earlier. This one is in the air, and that one is good. 73-44. Platteville bringing in number 25, Logan Day, and number 13, Trenton Mumm. Shep's free throw in the air, and that one is good. 4-4 from the line tonight, 73-45, Platteville. Hillman to the backcourt, and now Jonah Vorwald runs it to the right side. Dishes off now on a dribble drive there. Zielinski throws it over the far side at Day. Platteville around the wheel, down to the baseline now, down deep for the big man. Shot on the way, no good for Langmeier. He's fouled on the shot. So a foul will be marked, and Platteville goes to the free throw line. They are 0-for-5 from the line, their first trip there in the second half. This one in the air, and it is good. Langmeier makes it good. That foul is on Liam Fingerson. That's his first. Garrison Weiss and Kaizen Schwitzenberg checks back into the lineup for Richland Center. And at the free throw line, number 24, Eli Langmeier for free throw number 2. In the air and good. 75-45. Platteville in the lead, and the Hornets with the basketball. Bringing it along the near side is Brady Dosh. Dosh throws it now to Wes Bosworth. And the Hornets set up shot down to Wes in the corner. Knocked away by Platteville. Logan Day with a steal. Drives out of the double team. Throws it down court to Langmeier. Langmeier goes in. It's going to be knocked away and blocked by Garrison Weiss. Dodgeville up on Prairie du Chien. 52-39 second half. Area boys basketball tonight. Scholesburg leading Highland, 55-35, girls basketball. Cuba City, 84-35 over Riverdale. Platteville tries a three. It's up and no good for Rice and Carl. And the rebound by Richland Center. Shep on the near side for three. It is on the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Vorwald. And he'll bring it now for Platteville across the timeline to the corner. Three on the way, partially blocked. And the rebound by Schwitzenberg. Guys in with the ball up to Jaden Shep. Shep, little light of day, drives down deep, creates a shot. It won't go. Weiss with the rebound. Harrison Weiss leans in, hook shot with the right hand, no good, and a foul called on his rebound attempt. That'll be Richland Center's sixth foul. Weiss with foul number three. Roqua girls leading GET 65-36. That is in the second half as well. Scores becoming final. Last word, Lancaster was up on River Valley 57-43 in the second half. Southwest Conference with two other games going on tonight. Under 3 minutes remaining in this one. Platteville ball. Pass goes to Carl. Carl around the defense goes up and scores. Nice move. His first basket. 77-45. Platteville. Jaden Shep wants it. Abe Bosworth is in the lineup now for the Hornets. He's coming off an injury. Sat out for a while. Jaden Shep, three on the way. Got it. Jaden Shep with a three, and the Hornets will use a quick timeout to bring in some substitutes. Coming in for Richland Center, Grayson Clements and Pietro Matucci. And Platteville will have the ball, bringing it length of the court with 2:35 to go in the game. Pass comes to Trenton Mum. Left side, Platteville on a dribble drive. Shot on the way and good for number 20, Henry Stang, getting his first basket tonight. 79-48, Platteville. At the point guard is Cutler Palmer. Over to the right side, there is Clements. He's on a drive. Grayson scoops it back now to Palmer. Palmer between the knees dribble, drives now off, looking for the left side. Nobody there. The Hornets set it up now. Kaizen Schwitzenberg with the basketball. Schwitzenberg throws it over to Palmer. Under 2 minutes to go. And Matucci on a drive. Pietro shot away, no good. Put up by Schwitzenberg, no good. Gets another rebound. Tries to go back up in the crowd. Fights his way in for the shot, no good. Rebound in the corner by Abe Bosworth. Good hustle. Abe with the ball, slings it back now. Top of the key. And Cutler Palmer, a minute 40 to go. Palmer, free throw line left. Backs off a little bit, leaves the dribble, needs some help, gets it back to Matucci. Pietro moves to the right side, over to Abe Bosworth. Bosworth with the basketball, nowhere to go, now drives, free throw line, left side, caught, just up from the baseline. Matucci air mails it back to Schwitzenberg. Hornets looking for a shot here. Bosworth down deep, trying to go back inside, knocked loose by Platteville, and Henry Stang with the rebound. And it goes back to the right side. Here's Logan Day. Platteville setting it up with a minute to go. On a drive, that's Day, and it's back to the corner. Held up by Mum. Day in the corner, down to the baseline. Three-pointer for Platteville is no good. Stang with a rebound. Throws it back to the middle, and then on a drive shot, no good for Henry Stang, but he is fouled on the play in the act of shooting. He'll go to the free throw line. So the foul is marked. We're going to get that on number 32, Grayson Clements. Free throw is good by Henry Stang. That makes it 80-48. Into the game for Richland Center, Carter Nelson is checking in, and Cole Wassinger as well. Second free throw now for Stang on the way, and it is no good. And it's out of bounds off of Platteville. It will be Richland Center basketball. Hillman back off on defense. And the Hornets have it in the backcourt. Matucci across the half-court line. Fires off to the right side. Caught there by Clements. Grayson gives it back to the left side. Stolen away by Platteville as they anticipate. Driving the other way. Shot away, no good. Put back up. That is good by Trenton Mum, who also had the steal. 82-48, 28 seconds remaining in the ballgame. Matucci across half-court. Drives to the right side behind the back dribble. Throws to Nelson in the corner. Throws it back to the right side. Knocked away. Picked up by Platteville. And there's a drive to the other end. And scoring is Logan Day. 84-48. Platteville with 7 seconds. The Hornets. Matucci drives right side and now leans in at the end of the ball game. Gets a shot at the buzzer. No good. That'll do it. Platteville with an impressive showing for the second time this year against the Hornets. 84-48. The final. The Hillman log a victory in Southwest Wisconsin Conference action. We appreciate you joining us tonight for the coverage. Lennox Plumbing and Heating postgame show is coming up next on the radio. and also our Duncan Rewards turning point of the game in just a moment from WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Well, the run of the game tonight, we go back to a 17-0 run by Platteville as they were leading the Hornets at that point by 8 points, and all of a sudden they had this huge run right before halftime, and they led 43-20 at the break, and leading the way in that first half, Lucas Ludlum's 10 points. So Platteville set the tone and went up at halftime with a big lead. They win it going away tonight, 84-48. Make the most of your run. Join Duncan Rewards in Richland Center today to enjoy exclusive offers and start earning points toward free food and drinks. The Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show continues in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
With America's favorite coffee, innovative beverage strategies, and mouth-watering snacks, Dunkin' is the brand everyone knows nationally and loves locally. Introducing Dunkin' Rewards. The free sips start here. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Join Dunkin' Rewards to unlock exclusive benefits, starting with a free medium drink with purchase your first week as a member. Bring home the top name in coffee and beverages. Number one in customer loyalty for over 15 consecutive years. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Hi, this is Mark Crary at TitleWorks LLC. Title insurance. What is it? Why do I need it? What am I paying for? Which title company should I use? All good questions. If you're buying, selling, or refinancing, visit our new website at titleworks-rc.com to answer these questions and more. TitleWorks LLC, located 161 North Central Avenue in Richland Center, 647-7900.
WCCU Credit Union is your one stop for your home, your car, your checkbook, and all your other needs. For some of the best services, great rates, and low fees under one roof, come to WCCU Credit Union in Westby, Viroqua, Richland Center, Cashton, Reedsburg, Lake Delton, Baraboo, and Coon Valley. Or visit them online at WCCUCreditUnion.coop. Member NCUA.
Helping you feel.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Did you know that cervical cancer is the fourth most common cancer for women? The HPV vaccine is one of the best ways to protect against cervical cancer, especially when combined with HPV screenings and regular exams. Talk to your primary care provider or the Richland Hospital and Clinic's gynecology team to help you understand your risks, health needs, and more about preventative measures.
Welcome back to the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Phil Nee with you on the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show as it continues. This one all Platteville tonight as they get their second win of the season against the Hornets. This one 84-48. And Platteville had just about everybody's score that played in the ball game tonight. Looking at the scoring, first of all, let's see. The leaders include Myron Ryder with 13, 16 for Jonah Vorwald, 17 for Lucas Ludlum, 12 for Nathan Mum, and 10 for Eli Langmeyer. Also from there, a total of 5 points for Jerron Blevins, 3 for Henry Stang, 2 each for Bryson Carl, and for Trenton Mum, along with Logan Day. for Richland Center, 12 points for Wes Bosworth, 11 each for Liam Fingerson and Garrison Weiss, 7 points by Jaden Shep, 4 for Kaizen Switzenberg, and 3 for Brady Dosh. The Hornets make 2 threes. They are 8 of 12 from the free throw line, so not bad in the free throw department on the night. Platteville is 3 of 9 from the free throw line. That's one of the areas where they did struggle tonight. And making a total of 13 threes, Platteville again set the tone for this one tonight to get the job done and get on for the victory against Richland Center. The Y-Connect Wireless flip phone, let's check some scores now. Some other games becoming finals. Dodgeville has defeated Prairie du Chien tonight, 78-65 in Southwest Wisconsin Conference action. Lancaster has finished off River Valley, 72-54. Also boys basketball, Argyle over Pecatonica, 63-59. It was a win for Potosi, at least last led by 59-48 in that game in the Six Rivers Conference. It was, at last word, Viroqua leading GET 65-36. That was in the second half of that one tonight in area girls basketball. Some finals, and again, tomorrow night, lots of things going on here at Richland Center. It'll be senior night, wrestling action. The Hornets will host River Valley. There'll be JV matches, there'll be girls matches, and then the boys teams will compete as well on varsity. So that is tomorrow night here at the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Also, our next action locally will include action on Tuesday night as Richland Center boys play host to Westby. We'll be here for that one next Tuesday. Tomorrow night in the Richland Valley, Weston and Ithaca in boys basketball, our next featured broadcast. For Platteville, they've got a game coming up on Saturday afternoon. They will host Monona Grove, and then they will host Cuba City on Monday. So it's a tough stretch of games for the Platteville Hillmen coming up in their action for non-conference. Again, Richland Center playing host to Westby on Tuesday. They're at River Valley next Friday and then at Sparta next Saturday as we get toward the latter days of the 24-25 schedule. Tonight's game engineered by Mr. Fabulous Tim Feed. This is Phil Nee wishing you all the best. Thanks for supporting local sports and joining us tonight for action on the radio. And thanks to Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, our sponsor of the postgame show, and the Phil Nee flip phone sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin communities in the greater areas of southwestern Wisconsin. Platteville wins both ends of the games played here at the Fieldhouse. The JV1 game won by Platteville 63-36, and the varsity game won by Platteville 84-48. You've been listening to Area Boys Basketball from WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be, too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
In rural Hill Point, folks know they can count on Arneson Service and Repair for all their repair needs. With state-of-the-art diagnostic tools and ASE-certified technicians, they've got the know-how to keep your car, truck, lawnmower, and farm equipment running smoothly. From fixing hydraulic hoses to selling ag and auto tires, welding, and custom metal fabricating, they've got you covered. Plus, they're your local dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers and DR power equipment. Give Arneson Service and Repair a call at 986-4300 or visit Arneson's Repair.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker, coming to you live from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in historic downtown Richland Center. Thursday is the day. Get your fresh and hot from the oven Cornish pasty. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny. Our current hours are Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday, 8 to 2 p.m.
That carpet in your home can trap many allergens from dust to pets, but you love carpet. All American Do It Center has your solution with Air-O, a hypoallergenic carpet from Mohawk. Air-O by Mohawk is not only easy to clean, but its fibers don't absorb moisture, preventing the growth of allergens and microbes. Clean air living with soft flooring your family can enjoy. Air-O carpet from Mohawk at allamericandoitcenter.com in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
Listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
Is a downtown bar. All it takes is some neon stars, a little you, a little me, in the same vicinity, and it's on. Everyone is the first, last time. Walk away, then we hit rewind. A little touch, a little buzz. Don't know what keeps keeping it up. Then the telephone rings. Hello, are you at home? 'Cause I'm all alone missing you. We swear it ain't love, 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 but you're there when the sun comes up. We swear it ain't love, 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 but it always comes back to us. Is it your heart or mine? Is it whiskey or wine? Is it something in the night making us wanna cross that line?
Broken too,
Yeah, I ain't forgot. I've been hanging on and waiting, but I'm tired of hesitating when it comes to us. Girl, I think I might have what you want. Maybe I do, and maybe I don't. But I'm willing and I'm able, and my cards are on the table. So let's fall in love. Time you started living, so let's drink it up. Girl, I think you have waited so long. You might have forgot just how to go on. That's why I'm here to remind you that all that stuff is behind you, and it's time for love. You gotta walk out of the rain sometimes. You gotta try and make a change. The sun ain't never gonna shine. You gotta walk out of the rain sometimes. You gotta walk out of the rain sometimes. Change sometimes. From underneath the cloud, the sun ain't never gonna shine. You gotta walk out of the rain sometimes.
Again, we got legendary stories. WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. The National Transportation Safety Board announced the cockpit voice and flight data recorders from the American Airlines jet that was hit by an Army helicopter over Washington, D.C.'s Reagan National Airport have been recovered. ABC News aviation analyst John Nance.
The black boxes, which are actually orange, will give us a very clear picture, hopefully, of what happened in terms of verbalization in the cockpit in the jet. As far as the other one, the flight data recorder, that's going to give us about 350 channels of digital information about all the things that were happening to the jet. So it'll give us a precise location of where it was, what the attitude was.
The Army helicopter had a recorder aboard as well.
So the Black Hawk, I believe they have a flight data recorder. We don't believe they have a cockpit voice recorder, but that's still going to help.